The Arkansas Country Music Association recently handed out honors. The 2021 winner for Publication, Blog, or Podcast of the Year is If That Ain't Country with Western Red, heard around the country and on KUAF each Saturday night at 9. Western Red is our friend Sean Hickey, who was born in Alaska, but as you'll soon hear, grew up elsewhere before landing in the Arkansas Ozarks.
My mom, who is Australian, couldn't handle the Alaskan cold and went down to Australia. She said to my dad, who is American, I'm going back to Australia. You can come with or you can stay here. And of course, he made the good decision to go down there. And I grew up in just outside of Perth, Western Australia.
All right. Now, I grew up in rural Arkansas, and I was introduced to country music by turning on the radio. And I mean the country music that you and I both have a deep love for. Where were you exposed to country music?
Well, my dad. He was the one who brought the collection down to Australia with him. And I remember several trips to Indonesia and Malaysia in the early 90s where he'd accentuate his collection by buying some of those good old pirated cassettes on Garth Brooks, Clint Black, Dwight Yoakam, you know, Randy Travis, those sort of guys at the time. And that's kind of what I grew up with, along with his favorites being Haggard, Ernest Tubb, you know, Buck Owens, that sort of deal. It was always in my house, and I always found a real interest in the music.
When did the program start?
2012. That's when I started it. Basically, it was more of a frustration that I had with, I mean, growing up in Australia, country music as a format on radio doesn't really exist. So I was hearing, you know, a lot of mainstream AC, which is, you know, like sort of middle of the road radio. And there was a Shania Twain song on there that popped up in the late 90s, you know, that don't impress me much. And I was hearing Amazed by Lone Star. And I didn't realize at the time that they were, you know, billed as country songs here in the US because they were on, you know, mainstream pop radio in Australia. And I sort of got a little bit confounded by that. I got fairly frustrated too as the years went on, and country strayed from its roots in as I understood them. And now it's it feels like it's completely undiscernible from where it came from. And I'd sort of created this show, If That Ain't Country, as a means to prove to myself that this music was still out there. It was still being made. There were still people that could enjoy it. And just to get it out there. And syndication was the main goal. But I just wanted to get it out there so people could have a place to hear it again.
All right. So you act like, okay, I'm just going to start a radio show. I go into syndication. It can't be that easy.
Not from Australia, it isn't. My first few shows, let me tell you, they were awful. Somehow, even in those early years, I managed to pick up a couple of affiliates, one in California and one in Texas. And I still have the little framed thing on the wall that my wife said, you know, debut of If That Ain't Country, United States, November 2014. And I've just been kind of building at it ever since. Of course, the show, I like to think, sounds a lot better now than it did. But it's still the same principle. And I think the accent, now that I'm in America, it really gives me a kind of an edge just to get foot in the door to have that conversation about, hey, you should air this show.
What I love is that, yes, if you listen to most commercial radio stations that play country music now, it's not what is considered traditional country music.
No, sir.
But you, on your show, you do archaeology. You find these great folks who are in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, but also the contemporary people who are still playing it.
I feel like that is a huge part of the mission of what I do at If That Ain't Country. Traditional country music is something that's been established over years, and it is continuing to be, I guess, evolved. You know, it's still evolved, but it's still got the roots in what came before. So for me to prove that it is still a vital form of American music, I can't close the door on the guys who came in the 40s, and it would be a disservice to close the guys making, you know, good traditional country sounding music in 2021.
Don't you think it's interesting? I mean, you go back to when the soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out. Number one album in the country, got no airplay on commercial radio station. You go to George's Majestic now and you see Charlie Crockett, who's very much rooted in classic country. It's packed and it's young people. It's men, it's women. But he can't get on country music. Dwight Yoakam's new music can't get on commercial country radio now.
No. And I feel like radio in some senses has made itself somewhat irrelevant to the younger generation because they don't get their music. Charlie Crockett, you're right, he barely has a foot on any radio station. I mean, there's a few out there, I guess, but most people listen to him on Spotify or, you know, Pandora or whatever. They buy the record themselves. People don't need the radio to be big anymore with a certain demographic, and I just feel like that's a path that radio is not going to come back from. But it is what it is, and it's very encouraging to see people like Charlie Crockett, who carries a steel guitar in his band, with a room full of people, you know, singing to them, just like, you know, you might have seen 60 years ago in Ernest Tubb doing.
Where did Western Red come from?
It's a good question. It that works on four levels, yeah, as I would say. I have a red beard for those who can't see in the radio studio here. That's the red part. Western Red is actually a type of kangaroo, so that hails to my Australian descent. The Western, I'm from the Western part of Australia, and it's country and Western. So I thought about that all after the fact. Me and Dad just kind of sat down and brainstormed it one night, and Western Red sounded a lot better than DJ Sean.
Did you say you and your dad thought about it?
Yeah, and that's actually the man I should credit with the name of the show, being If That Ain't Country.
So what's it like to talk? I mean, he's this big influence in your musical taste, and to talk to him about music?
Oh, he was the only one I had in Australia. I was in a musical desert for this kind of music. I used to make mix CDs and play them at the pub that I worked at, and everybody used to complain in good spirits, but, you know, there's only so much I could get through on one CD before I had to put it on, you know, the latest top 40 or whatever it was that people wanted to hear. So going around to Dad's once a week, you know, back before the internet got quick at his house, I used to download music videos on a thumb drive and bring them around to his computer, and we'd just watch them there and have a few drinks and just really get into the history of the music. And that was what really stoked the flame for me.
How do you deal with, there are some people who just dismiss country music, you know, and think it's, I don't know, anti-intellectual, or they just have this opinion of it. Do you ever run into that sort of pushback?
All the time, even over here, which I find kind of ironic, because in Australia, you say you like country and western or country music as a whole, and you get the thigh slap and the elbow moving side to side, and they'll put on their best, worst southern accent. I still get that here, but I mean, there's always going to be that. I mean, stereotypes of country music are based in fact. But to anybody who says that it's anti-intellectual or it's too slow or it's too sad, they just haven't listened long enough. That's really the answer to that question, because there is a type of country music for everybody.
Let's talk about the award from the Arkansas Country Music Association.
Love to. Yeah, it was a really big surprise for me. I went down there to network. I got out the jacket with the little insignia on it that I got married in. I've only got one Western jacket, I'll be the first to admit. And I just went down there to network. I didn't think I was going to win, but they called my name up, and I had to think of something to say, and got up and said something about Arkansas country music and how rich it is here, and how much enjoyment I get out of going on Wikipedia and finding out that ex-country singer or musician was born in Arkansas, and the roots just run so deep here. Everywhere you look is country music history, and I find that very, very appealing. So to win an award and to be recognized for just doing what I love here in my adopted home state was huge for me.
To bring it all full circle, we have a mutual friend that I've never met face-to-face who works at a public radio station in McGrath, Alaska, where your station, where your show is aired.
Yeah, it's a very strange turn of events, as it were, but I believe they're our most remote affiliate, and he's very much interactive with the show, with me as the creator. He'll get in touch and say, you know, this person said they really enjoyed this, and apparently the town mayor up there, the mayor, that's how you pronounce it, is a big fan of the show. In McGrath, Alaska, population like 1,000. You know, surrounded by bush, can't get in by anything by plane. So, I mean, being on stations like that and providing the residents something to hear that is so true to my heart is really, really rewarding.
Congratulations. Could you have imagined when you were looking through those record collections outside of Perth that this would be happening?
Not in a million years. I got to pinch myself every time I open the mic. I mean, to be recognized in America, to, you know, competing with a bunch of people who've done this their whole lives, I mean, it's a dream come true. I couldn't be batting a higher average.
Sean, congratulations. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate the time, Kyle.
Sean Hickey is Western Red, the host of If That Ain't Country, heard on stations around the country and every Saturday night beginning at 9 on KUAF. The show was named the Publication, Blog, or Podcast of the Year by the Arkansas Country Music Association. And by the way, the 2020 winner of that award, Ozark Highlands Radio, can also be heard every Saturday night on KUAF. It begins at 6.